Hi, folks. It's Scott from buyandselldvc.com. Have you ever thought of giving your family a lifetime of Disney vacations? What if we told you you can lock in today's rate for the next 50 years? Again, that's buyandselldvc.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDub Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and you're in for a treat today. We got a special show today. I'm literally surrounded by some of my best friends. It's literally like we're sitting around having a beer. No one's got beer, but like it's just a great conversation today. So let me introduce to you the cast that we have today. So we're going to start off with a woman that has bailed us out of so many problems during the pandemic. It's our games master. Andrea Harrison is with us today, and she knows Excel spreadsheets, and she can go and use Zoom meetings like no one else. So thank goodness that you're here to provide us some support today. We've got our co-host emeritus, Tim Van Swole, with us today. We've got, you just simply know him as Murray. We've got Jeremy Murray joining us today, and we've got Jamie Price, you know him as JJP, but combined, I have four of like the best people in social media joining me today. So this is a great day. So welcome. Thank you for coming on today, guys.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Happy to be here.
They were all on mute purposely. So they are all.
I want to say that there's actually five of the best people here, Chris. So I'm dragging you in on that.
Because Carlin's here. Carlin Price is here, Carlin. Too.
There you go.
And Chris, you said no one has a beer. Am I the only one with a drink here?
Chris got the beer. That a girl? That a girl? I was trying to build up the intestinal fortitude to introduce Jamie as who's your daddy? Get it from Indiana, the dad, but like, no, I couldn't do it, but I guess I kind of did anyways. So yeah, I don't know if that's going to stick or not. Anyways, guys, great to see you, but let's start off the show in our typical fashion, seeing all your smiling faces. Let's talk about what's good in our life. So ladies first, Andrea, give me something good.
Thank you. So I'm really excited to join some of you here and some of our good friends on the Edcot family vacation in July. Mm-hmm. And I'm really looking forward to that. And I've always been one to stay at a moderate resort every time. And I got this really good deal on Animal Kingdom Lodge, Kidani Village. It was $302 a night. Wow. And I just had to jump on that. So yeah. It'll be your first time at a deluxe resort and but mostly some of our friends will be there and in the Jumbo House, we'll be close by, and I'm really excited to really spend some time there.
Andrea, wait until Donnie and Harper see giraffes or wildebeest right outside their back, you know, the back patio. Mm-hmm. It's a jaw dropper as soon as they see.
I can only imagine. Yeah, that's going to be great.
Awesome. Tim, give me something good.
Well, I just got back from taking my sons back to college, but we've had them home for a week. It was really nice to spend the week with them, and I just have had lots of reasons to be reminded lately that I am surrounded by some of the best people in the world, so including the people I'm with right now.
It's nice. Thank you, brother. Jeremy, give me something good.
I'm actually living on an emotional high that I got my taxes done successfully. I had such a weird tax year last year. I worked a bunch of overtime at my regular job, and I have a side gig where I mow lawns. And our show sponsor helped me rent out some DVC points because there was a vacation I couldn't get to. And I had like so much money coming in and going out. And I was like, am I going to owe the government like a whole bunch of money for taxes? And I was just nervous. And it worked me up for a long time. Oh, and I have like a little hobby investing account for Robinhood. And so like, I just didn't know. I'm like, I didn't, there's all these moving parts for taxes, and I'm not a tax person. And I had worked myself up into like a bellyache for a month, and then I just did my taxes, and they're like, yeah, paying $400, you're good. And like since then, I've just been strutting around. I'm like, yeah, I'm a free man. Like, I'm a free man. Right. Yeah.
Nice. So
that's something good in my life is I paid $400 in taxes.
It's the little things, right? It's a reminder of the little things that make us smile.
Cloud nine.
Outstanding. Jamie, give me something good.
Well, I just bought another concert ticket, which makes 3 for the next 4 months. And I got my park reservations re-reserved for our family vacation. Thanks, Andrea, for making me do that. Nice. And we're getting all excited for that.
Nice. I rarely chime in, but I'm going to chime in, and I won't get all like soppy on everybody, but it was in the last couple of weeks that I really kind of crystallized and solidified my mind how important it is to have good connections with your friends. And we've seen a bunch of strange things hit recently in just our circle of friends. And it's nice seeing everybody come to the rescue. It's like calling in like all the auxiliary forces come around and swarm when things are down for people. And it's been just a really cool reminder. I think I made a comment to somebody saying that if the show stopped today and this was the last show, it would all be completely worth it. And that's like a victory. So what's good in my life? That's what's good in my life right there. So anyways, we have a show. So I mentioned that Andrea is the queen of the games, and she comes up with some really good stuff, way too good for the crew that tunes in. She's got all these like PowerPoint demonstrations and visual aids, and it's awesome. So I tasked Andrea, can you think of a game that can host a few families, and we'll get it all on here. So here we go. In full disclosure, Tim, Murray, Jamie, and myself, we have no idea what we're going to get ourselves into. So I suspect you're going to hear a lot of bad answers or no answers, because I'll be honest, I may not be the brightest bulb, you know, in the pantry. So that's what I'm going to go with right here.
I wouldn't let that happen.
All right. Andrea's going to protect us a little bit. Good. I appreciate that. So Andrea, we're going to give you the floor. Let's start with game one whenever you're ready. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I'm really excited to be here and to test everyone's Disney knowledge. Some of these questions will have, you know, probably some guessing involved. Some will be things that you'll know, but it most of all, it'll be fun. So we're going to start out with a game of kind of like the Price is Right type of a game, where I am going to ask each of you one at a time. I'm going to tell you two food items that they have at Walt Disney World, and you're going to tell me which one is more expensive. Mm. And so that's where, you know, it's a little bit of guessing, but a little bit of logic as well, from what you know. So we're going to go ahead and start. And after I set up all the questions of this, I randomly assigned you to an order. So I didn't know who was getting what question. So I like to be fair. And I'm going to start off with JJP.
Okay.
And Carlin here. So the first one here is, which one do you think is more expensive? The Dole Whip at Aloha Isle or the Orange Dole Whip at Sunshine Tree Terrace? Ooh. I know I started off with the hard one. Sorry, but you talk about Disney food, you got to talk about Dole Whip. Which one's more expensive?
Ooh, those are too similar. I'm going to guess, since it's in the park, I'll say the Orange Dole Whip.
Nope. They actually charge a little bit more for the pineapple traditional Dole Whip. I guess there's an upcharge on the popularity of that one. So it is a little bit more. It's not a ton more. It's 70 cents more. But but I thought it was funny that they happened to price the same kind of ice cream higher, the pineapple one.
Jamie, I would have went with the same exact answer too. I would have thought in the parks, yeah, they got you covered. So yeah, I would have said the same thing.
Yeah. All right, Jeremy, you're next up. Which one would be more expensive? Is the corn dog nuggets at Casey's Corner or the foot long hot dog at Casey's Corner?
I'm gonna go with the turkey leg.
Got to bring up that turkey leg.
Yeah, Well, I think if you strung the nuggets together, they would be longer than a foot. So I'm going to go with nuggets.
Actually, the foot long hot dog is about $1.50 more. So, I guess the nuggets are a better deal there.
It's a value by the pound. Yes.
I'm envisioning a garland of corn dog nuggets.
Yeah. And you can just turn the necklace when you get hungry and you go through. You just keep
that's
turning
like,
the necklace.
Yeah, that's a great plan.
Going on Shark Tank next week. Right? Way to bury the big reveal.
Oh, nice. All right, Tim, you're next up. And it's which one's more expensive, the cinnamon roll at Gaston's Tavern or the colossal cinnamon roll at Cusafiri? I know Jeremy's going to have something to say about that as well. But let's see if you can guess which one is more expensive.
I think Gaston's Tavern is going to be more expensive.
It's actually not. It is a little more for the one at Cusafiri.
Well, so. It is a better product. So
the Cusafiri one?
Yes.
Okay.
So it should be more expensive.
I think you'd have some supporters here. So
yeah.
See, good. Listeners, we're not experts, but we will commit our money anywhere we go. So we don't really even care. We just slap down that credit card or scan the magic band. We don't know.
That's true. I mean, who's really looking at the prices?
Right?
If you really want it, yeah. All right, Chris, I'm here to you now. And which one is more, the hot dog with chips at the lunching pad or the cream cheese stuffed pretzel at the lunching pad?
I'm going to go with the hot dog and chips.
Somehow the pretzel is more. I don't know how that is.
0 for 4. 0 for 4.
We are amazing.
We are good.
It sounds weird, but
it's going exactly as we thought it would.
Right?
I made this really easy compared to what's coming. No, I'm
kidding. Gosh.
I'm totally kidding. I'm kidding. Okay, so JJP, back to you. The chocolate croissant at Les Halles Boulangerie Patisserie, the French bakery, or the trendy lime and raspberry macaron. I think there's always photos of that one.
Mm.
We have the chocolate croissant or the macaron.
I know the chocolate croissant isn't very expensive, but we're having an argument here. What are we going with?
It's hard not to second guess.
Tell me.
I guess this time you're.
All right, the macaron, please.
The macaron is more expensive. And I did a price check. And okay, Chris, you were right. The hot dog was more. I had a mix up. So I'm correcting your score. That didn't sound right to me. I think I got something mixed up there. Nice. The hot dog was more than the cream cheese pretzel.
Okay. I'll give you the 20 later. Okay, no problem.
Okay. All right. Jeremy, if you were to go over to Sunshine Seasons at Epcot, which would be more expensive, the Mongolian beef with fried rice or the Mediterranean vegetable sandwich?
I think the price of beef is up right now. I'm going with the beef dish.
That is correct. Yeah. I thought that was interesting because sometimes vegetarians get stuck with a more expensive option because of all those fresh veggies and effort they put into it. But
you know, shout out to the gluten-free people today. I bought some Girl Scout cookies and I was like, well, let me try the gluten-free ones. And they only gave me one sleeve of cookie. Every time I've ever bought Girl Scout cookies, it's two sleeves next to each other. Yeah. I bought the gluten-free ones. They charged me the same price, but it was one sleeve.
Interesting.
I
they bigger?
I felt bad. No, in no way.
Yeah.
No, same price, half the product.
That's interesting. Yeah. All right, Tim, we have, if you were to go to the Kringla Bakery in Norway, which would be more expensive, the school bread or, double check this one, the pretzel with almonds?
I think the school bread.
That is going to be actually the pretzel with almonds. So the school bread is a pretty good deal. Let's see. The pretzel with almonds is actually about $2 more. So that's kind of surprising, but
Cost of nuts must be.
I don't know. Right. I mean, this game could change by the week, so it's a little iffy.
True. I thought it would be a little more labor intensive with the school bread. So
true. I would think so. Yeah. All right, Chris, if you were to go to Aristocrepes at Disney Springs, which would be more expensive, the strawberry crepe or the strawberry bubble waffle? So you've got a crepe versus a bubble waffle, which I haven't tried the bubble waffle. Has anyone here tried that? It looks really good. Mm-mm. It's a puffy type of a waffle.
You're trying to subliminally sway me to that waffle, Andrea. I know what you're doing. You're trying to sway me to that waffle.
I'm just saying I've eaten lots of crepes in my life. I've never had a bubble waffle. So really,
I had a blueberry crepe yesterday. So I'm going to go with crepe.
No, it's the waffle.
Oh, you sweet. I should have listened.
Sorry. Oh, man. All right. We got over at Gideon's Bakehouse for JJP. Which would be more expensive, a slice of cake or the chocolate chip cookie?
That's a cake. We've never been, but we both agree it's.
Wait, agree what? Sorry.
The cake?
The cake is correct.
All right.
That's a couple dollars more.
Jamie, that cake slice too is like monstrous.
Mm-hmm. I've seen videos, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That looks good, yeah. All right, Jeremy, I guess I was stuck on sweets when I wrote these now. If we were going to Amorettes at Disney Springs, which would be more? The petite cake, so they have like a mini version of a fancy cake, or the Mickey Mousse?
I think there's probably more ingredients in a cake. So even though it's petite, I'm taking cake.
That is correct. Yeah, that was probably a good way to solve that one. Yep. And then, Tim, we're going to go over to Animal Kingdom now. And which one is more? The Pongu Lumpia, which is the pineapple cream cheese spring roll. Or the blueberry cream cheese mousse. Both are over in Pandora.
I think the spring roll.
It is actually the blueberry cream cheese mousse.
Mr. Scoreless over here.
I just want you all to know I'm hella hungry right now.
I just wanted to talk about food, really. Right, I mean, it got me here, yeah.
You know why, Tim? It's because they take all the extras from all the other restaurants to put it in the egg roll. Egg rolls, they just chop up everything. It's the gutter leavings, right?
Yeah. And then, Chris, we're going to finish up this round with you, Chris. Mm-hmm. So last one. If you were at the Nomad Lounge, which would be more expensive, the Tiffin's bread service or the Chiro's?
I'm going to go with the bread service.
That is correct.
All right.
But they do have some really good Chiro's there at Nomad Lounge. I happened to get that once and was very surprised.
I'm getting everybody else's right, but I can't get my own.
Jamie, do I remember that right too? You were a fan of Sanaa, not necessarily at Tiffin's, but the bread service at Sanaa. Do I remember that correctly?
It's one of my favorite things on Disney property. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Man, that one dipping sauce with like the whole cloves of garlic in it. I could get a large serving of that and then just put myself in a corner somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
True.
They're all good.
Okay, that's on my list to try when we go in July.
Oh, you haven't tried, Andrea.
Oh no. I haven't, and you know what? I don't eat some of the spices that are probably in those sauces, so I don't know if I'll like it, but
Andrea's,
anything, so
just try it, and it's amazing. Scott Ferrioli likes Indian food as well too, and he always has this kind of this disagreement and says that bread should be free. Nothing's free in Disney, but I'm like, I agree with you, Jamie. That bread service is unto itself like the number one appetizer on Walt Disney World property. It's amazing.
I think amazing.
I got myself on our father-son trip. I got it and took it back to the room during the pandemic. I ate the entire thing by myself.
Nice.
I think, Andrea, the best thing they do about it is they put the sauces in ascending order of spiciness. And so you, like, if you reach a point where you've reached your tolerance for hotness, you can just, like, stop there. You're like, well, I know this one was at the edge, so I don't have to try the last two or whatever.
That's a really nice thing to do. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. Perfect.
Andrea, you can't talk about carbs with four dudes here and like not expect us to you know, talk eloquently about our carbs. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
I love a good food conversation. All right. So we're going to move on to the next game now. The next game is going to be called Name the Movie. You are going to take turns answering. I'm going to give you a an opening line from a movie. And if you do not know what movie it's from, then I will go to the next person and ask that, give them the next line. And your points will be given in order of if you got it on the first phrase or the second, the points will go from 4, 3, 2 to 1, depending on who gets it. And there were a couple of movies where it opened with saying the name of the movie in a song. I skipped those songs.
Okay.
Because that didn't make sense. But otherwise, this is these are phrases, opening phrases or opening words from a Disney film.
Okay.
So I'm starting with JJP. The first phrase is, open your eyes. This is where our magic comes from.
A word, yes, Encanto.
That is correct.
Boom. Wow. Wow.
Holy smokes.
So very good. Encanto for the first one. 4 points for you. All right. So next, Jeremy, you're going to get the first line here.
I'll take the turkey leg.
The first, the opening line is, life's not fair, is it? You see, I.
I'm going to say Hercules.
No. All right, Tim, the second phrase is, well, I shall never be king, and you shall never see the light of another day.
Lion King?
Correct. So we have Scar's words there.
Oh, and Tim, you've got the accent. That's exactly right. Scar's accent, I can picture it now.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm on the board.
So 3 points for you, Tim. Very good. All right. Now, Tim, you're going to start this round because each person's going to get a chance at the 4 points. So the first phrase is, born of cold and winter air and mountain rain combining.
Frozen?
Correct.
Tim just put up a 7th spot on us, guys. What's going on here?
I just got to say, there is an advantage that is innate to the game for going after me, because you're always going to get a bite and a 3 and then a 4.
Yep. Next is Chris. All right. The first phrase is, once upon a time in a faraway land, a young prince lived in a shining castle.
Can we say we'll say Snow White?
No. All right, back to JJP. The next phrase is, although he had everything his heart desired, the prince was spoiled, selfish, and unkind.
Beauty and the Beast.
Correct. All right. Jeremy.
Here's
your phrase.
It's Jamie's turn.
Oh, it's Jamie's turn. Mm-hmm. Thank you for paying attention. All right. All right, JJP, we got the next film opening phrase is, the evening star is shining bright, so make a wish and hold on tight.
Peter Pan?
No.
Whoa. I was thinking the same thing.
Jeremy. Second phrase is, there's magic in the air tonight and anything can happen. And if you need me to repeat the whole thing, I can.
That'd be Phil Collins in Genesis, just so you know, with In the Air Tonight. Never mind. Never mind.
Well, I'm just trying to think. I thought Peter Pan also. I'm trying to think of another movie where there's a big star thing where they're wishing on a star or something and there's magic in the air. What about the...
Hey, can we throw Tangled? A violation flag? Can Tangled? We throw a violation flag on Tim as he's singing off camera right now? Can we?
It's not Tangled. he's doing phone a friend.
I can.
That's fair.
I can hear it from Enchanted or the fireworks. Happily Ever After. That's what it's.
Okay.
I can hear it from that, but I can't think of what.
Okay. Well, let's see if you can get it this time. The third phrase is, just at that moment, the ugly little frog looked up with his sad round eyes and pleaded.
That would be The Princess and the Frog.
Correct.
Tim. Boom.
All right.
It's the Glowbug's girlfriend.
You mean Ray?
Is that Ray? Yeah. I don't know, man. I've seen it twice.
All right, so we are now Jeremy to start. All right, first phrase is, in 1607, we sailed the open sea.
Pocahontas.
Correct.
Yes. Haha, take that, Tim.
All right. Tim, you're up. So for the next movie, the opening phrase is, all right, everyone, this is a stick up. Don't anybody move.
All right, everyone. Anybody? Huh. Boy, I don't know. 101 Dalmatians?
No. All right, Chris, the second phrase is, now, empty that safe. Ooh, hoo, hoo, money, money, money.
I want to say the Goonies. No, because it's true. It's almost like the Goonies. The Rescuers? Is it the Rescuers with the least confident thought ever?
No.
Okay. And if you're quoting the Rescuers, I'm in big freaking trouble right now.
All right, JJP. The third phrase is, stop it. Stop it, you mean old potato.
That's got to be Toy Story. I'm going to say Toy Story 2.
No.
Oh.
Jeremy, the fourth phrase is, quiet Bo Peep or your sheep get run over.
Toy Story.
Correct.
Nice.
It does nice get tricky with all those sequels.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We now have, so we have Chris up first here, and we're going to finish up the round with this one. So the first phrase is, it's for you, darling. Merry Christmas.
It's for you, darling. Merry Christmas. trying to think of the movies that would be at Christmas time. Oh, Jamie knows. He's got that smirk on his face. I can't let him go. Oh, no. This is terrible. This is terrible. I've got 2 points. This is terrible. This is for you, darling. It's Christmas. Dang it. This is terrible. Let's go with... I can't see the word pass. That would be just awful. I'm so disappointed in myself. I'm going to say pass. No, I can't say pass. Alice in Wonderland.
No. I
can't get it. Yeah.
JJP, the second phrase is, oh, Jim, dear, it's the one I was admiring, isn't it?
That's the Lady and the Tramp?
Correct.
Good one, Jamie. Good one.
All right. Very good. 3 points. So we have we finished that round with JJP is in the lead, followed by Jeremy, then Tim, and then Chris. So that's where the standings are at, but all still very close.
Okay.
Now we are going to move on to a quick game of Oscars trivia. Anyone watched the Oscars last week?
No.
Is that the one where Will Smith slapped somebody?
I think so. I think it's
a year ago.
Don't worry. It won't be too specific to the show itself. So it just happens to be Disney and related to the Oscars in some way. So that's all you need to know. So I'm going to ask you each you're each going to get a question and you can answer it. So we'll just go in order. We're going to start with JJP. And your question is, this Marvel movie that won 3 Oscars in 2019 co-starred Michael B. Jordan, Danai Gurira, and Andy Serkis.
I'm 50-50 on this, but I'll go Black Panther.
That's correct.
Okay. Carlin, great job, buddy.
Very good.
I heard it. Great job, Carlin.
All right. Jeremy, this 1988 movie won several awards, including sound editing and visual effects. The film opens with a cartoon short called Something's Cookin', featuring Baby Herman.
What?
Chris is having a heart attack.
Can I get a different hint other than Baby Herman and it's in 88? Baby Herman. What is Herman? Can you describe Herman to me?
I just can't.
A visual? Can I get a visual on what Herman might look like?
It's a cartoon baby.
In 88. Mm-hmm. Where was I in 1988? I was 77. I was born. So I was 11 years old.
Okay. Here we go. Moving on.
Well, I mean, I don't remember any of the movies from the Renaissance period happening.
I think that's a no.
At least let me say a wrong answer then. I'm going to say The Little Mermaid.
Incorrect.
Okay.
All right. So no points there. But Chris, what was it?
I'm going to say it's Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Murray, the cartoon had nothing to do with the movie. He's a foul talking.
He's the baby. He's an adult playing the part of a baby. Now I remember it. Yeah. But like, if you would have said, but he's got a baby with a cigar, I'd be like, oh, that's Roger Rabbit. I still have nightmares about Christopher. Well, who's the creepy guy with his face?
Oh, yes.
The dip, Murray, gave you nightmares.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good hell. Movie.
All right, Tim, your question is, Finding Nemo won Best Animated Feature in 2003. Name a voice actor for one of the fish in the dentist office tank.
Oh, good one. Good one, Andrea.
So we got a couple of big names in the fish tank, and maybe some lesser known people, but can you name any of those fish?
I know the starfish was the lady who played the housekeeper in Two and a Half Men. Oh, I can't, but I don't know her name. Wow. I can't think of any of their names.
Andrea, hang on. We all know the characters, but we don't know the real names, right? So I'm thinking of one too, and I don't know his real name.
Yeah.
The scar-faced guy, I can hear his voice too, and I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pull one out. Sorry.
I think if you haven't seen it in a while, it's probably hard. But can anyone name any of the big names in there? JJP?
Brad Garrett's one of them.
Correct. Brad Garrett.
Yeah.
We have Willem Dafoe.
William Dafoe.
And Allison Janney.
That's right, Tim.
So those are three of the names I recognize most in there.
Nice. That was a good one.
All right. Now, Chris, this song from a Marvel film was nominated for Best Original Song in the 2023 Oscars. So last week's Oscars, this was a nominated song from a Marvel film.
Oh my gosh, I gotta get the song or the movie.
The song.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm gonna guess it's something from Wakanda Forever. And I fear every answer is wrong, but so I'm gonna pass other than saying it's from Wakanda Forever.
Okay.
I know the singer, I don't know the name.
Yeah. Mm. All right, the song is Lift Me Up.
Mm. I was going to say Groove is in the Heart by Rihanna, right?
Yeah, she says Lift Me Up a lot in the song, so I thought it was fair to ask for the name of the song. But if you didn't watch the Oscars or haven't seen that movie a few times, you might not remember it.
Can I just say for one second, I watched Wakanda Forever for the first time back when it came out, and I wasn't a big fan of the movie. It was okay. I just rewatched it recently. And I loved it way more on the second watch through than the first watch through. I had the same thing from the Eternals too. I watched it the first time and I was like, meh. But on the second watch through both of those movies, I was like, those movies are amazing on both those films. So
I liked it definitely. It's I thought it was a really interesting way to play out the story.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to have one more round of questions here. So back to JJP. Name a Pixar movie that did not win an Oscar.
Monsters University.
Correct. That is one of them. You also would have been correct with the Cars series.
Can we also give a shout out right now on camera to the oldest living cat in Indiana? Crouton is making an appearance in Jamie's lap. Jamie, how old is Crouton?
He'll be 21 in July.
Oh my gosh. 21. Nice. That's awesome.
So great.
That's awesome.
I knew a cat that was 21 when I lived in Fletcher, and it had lost its two front teeth. And so it always had its tongue out a little bit of its mouth because it had no two front teeth. Oh. And yeah.
21, what an awesome time that is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. That's an old cat. Right. Loved.
Mm. He completes his villainous look right here. The cat on his lap with
with his Sith hoodie.
Completes his look.
Excellent.
Very nice.
All right. He's got mini me next to him. Yeah.
Jeremy, it's kind of funny you ended up with this question. I did not do this intentionally, but the question is, Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, and Aladdin each won Oscars for Best Original Score.
Yeah,
who was the composer?
Oh, come on. The only composer I know is John Williams.
For all of these films.
I only know one composer. It's John Williams. John Williams.
Think for a second. Who's
the composer? I'm betting Tim knows this one, though. I'm betting Tim knows this one.
Yes. Think for a second who the composer is. Gaston? I don't know. What?
No?
Okay. No. No, I mean, I can sing it. I can sing them all. I can do them all in karaoke.
Okay. All right. Tim, do you want to give the answer?
Alan Menken.
Correct.
Mm.
I thought it was funny when
is Jeremy that the same guy who played Professor Snape?
If you're gonna talk about composers. And I
No, it's not. It's Alan Rickman.
No, same guy.
Same guy. Alan Rickman's no longer among us, Jeremy.
Well, that was in 90 something. Correct?
This is true. This is true.
Yeah. All right. Tim, your question is Big Hero 6 won Best Animated Feature in 2014. Which former SNL cast member voiced Heroes and Cass?
Wow.
Dang. Andrea, that's a hard one. Holy moly.
I just love that movie so much, so it just seemed obvious to me, but yeah, sorry, might not be to everyone. Not everyone's seen the whole animated series. And
SNL. Is it Anna Gasteyer?
No, it's Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph.
I was going to say Molly Shannon, just trying to throw back that timetable, you know?
Oh. All right.
Chris. Alan Nathan or Turkey Leg. Those are my answers.
Yeah. Last question here, Chris. Oscar nominee Encanto features the Madrigal family. What are Mirabelle's sisters' names?
Oh, man. You know I haven't seen a movie from Disney in like 20 years. Is Louisa one of them? Did I remember that right? Did I obtain that through osmosis at all?
Louisa is correct.
Okay. Somehow I obtained that knowledge. Doug, I don't know another one. I don't have an answer for the other one. I don't have an answer. I apologize.
All right. That's okay. You had half of it, but it's Louisa and Isabella.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Very good. So we end that round with JJP and Carlin being in the lead here. And how much do we have any time left, Chris? Or are we wrapping
got all
up?
The time. You got all the time in the world. We're also just kind of trying to shield ourselves from the disappointment that you're casting on us, knowing how we have failed you today with all of our answers. Right.
Oh no. No, this is really fun.
Andrea's got her judgy eyes on us, just so you know, boys. I just want you to know that.
No. All right. I'm going to finish this up with.
Well, I was waiting. If you're like, Murray, sing the fourth stanza from the Gaston song, you know, I'd be like, oh, no. I'm on it.
I'm going to give you all a chance to get some more points, and I'm going to give four more movies in the Name the Movie challenge. And that's how I'm going to wrap up the game here.
Okay.
So I will, I'll start by going backwards in order. So I'll start with Chris here. And I'm going to say the opening phrase of a film.
Okay.
So your opening phrase is, in a faraway land long ago lived a king and his fair queen.
Is that Sleeping Beauty?
Correct.
Oh, look at that one.
I was starting to feel guilty as I asked that. Like, is this too hard?
I thought it was Shrek.
It might have been Shrek.
It was also that, too.
It might have been.
It probably is, yeah. All right. Now, Tim. Here is the next opening phrase. Okay, here we go. Focus, speed.
That's Cars.
Correct.
Nice.
All right. Jeremy, here's your opening phrase. Once upon a time, this is making me laugh because they all sound some similar sometimes. Okay. Once upon a time in a faraway land, there was a tiny kingdom.
I mean, that sounds a lot like Tangled or, yeah, there's a Tiny Kingdom of Tangled. I don't know.
Darby O'Gill.
I'm trying to. I can't see you close enough to see if your pupils are dilating, as I say, tangled. Your glare on your glasses. You know, I'm going with tangled. Let's do it. Tangled.
That's a no.
I think they say that in that movie too, though. Just to let you know.
Probably similar, but yeah. All right, JJP to the second phrase from this film. Peaceful, prosperous, and rich in romance and tradition.
He's consulting with his consigliere right now, just so you know, everyone. Tim, we have to brainstorm on things that would have like miniatures in the movie. Brainstorm, Tim. All right, focus.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe Snow White, but
no. All right, Chris, here's the next phrase. Here in a stately chateau, there lived a widowed gentleman and his little daughter.
A widowed gentleman and a little daughter in a stately chateau of miniatures. I'm going to regret this one because it sounds like I should know it. Is it the Rescuers? The Rescuers again? No. Dang it, that's my guess.
No, that's a no. All right.
Another bite at the apple.
Tim, it made it to you. Fourth phrase here. Although he was a kind and devoted father and gave his beloved child every luxury and comfort, still he felt she needed a mother's care.
Cinderella.
Correct.
Nice.
I don't know why there is an emphasis on little there. Yeah.
That's what threw us. We were trying to. Kind of yeah. Funny.
Yeah.
Also, throw a Rescuers movie in here every now and then so I can get one right. Would you? For goodness sake.
I'll keep that in mind for next time. Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
All right. JJP, we're on to the last question here. The opening phrase is, all this has happened before, and it will all happen again.
He's consulting again.
Yeah, there's... Man, I don't have anything. Do you have anything?
No.
Man, you gotta say something. Say something.
Something.
No?
It's from The Matrix.
Anything. The Rescuer, for sure. For sure.
Bill and Ted.
Right. Excellent.
That's a no. Sorry. All right. We are back to Chris. It'll be good.
Mary Poppins?
It's not Mary Poppins.
Oh my gosh.
But your phrase was, so I get it out there, because you probably would have stuck with Mary Poppins. The phrase is, but this time it happened in London. It happened on a quiet street in Bloomsbury.
I would have stayed with Mary Poppins.
Probably, yeah. So I let you just keep it there. All right, we are to Tim next. That corner house over there is the home of the Darling family.
The third one.
So that would be Peter Pan.
Correct.
Nice.
Correct for 2 points.
Tim, did you know it before that got to the third tip?
I did know it after she said you're lying.
I didn't. I wouldn't have. I just didn't connect with me. I was so convinced it was Mary Poppins. What is Mary Poppins opens with? I think it's a very similar line, right? Or at least in my mind, I made it open.
I don't know.
Chim chimmery, chim chimmery, chim chim chiru, I think.
Right? Something about blowing in on the wind or something like that.
There we go.
Also, right. Winnie the Pooh. It's a blustery day.
Wrapping up with the scores, we had Chris and Jeremy are third and fourth place. Your scores are very close, but Jeremy is in third and Chris is in fourth. All right. And at the end of the game, we ended up with Tim as our winner. He pulled ahead at the end. With 16 points, and JJP and Carlin had 14. So it was a very close finish to the game. you all answered the questions wonderfully, and I think you guys did a great job. And you knew more than you think on the Disney trivia.
Andrew,
here, but look what you did to this poor kid.
Oh, look what you made the poor kid cry.
Is he laughing?
I need a bonus round. Wait.
I put him up, but we're good.
Oh, okay.
Andrea, we were hoping for questions like name a movie. Okay, got it. I got that one. Name a character. Okay.
I think we learned that, Chris, you need to watch some of the newer films.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of all these Netflix documentaries and Amazon Prime documentaries that I'm wasting my time with.
Christopher Walken wrote the music for The Little Mermaid.
It's true.
I'm so bad with names.
You're getting closer.
Moken. Alan Moken.
Mankin.
Yeah.
Right. Christopher Walken always wants more cowbell, though.
Yes.
Yeah, he
does. Yeah, it would have been a different soundtrack.
Andrea, so this is the kind of game that Andrea would do and game night, which is literally like a Zoom link for everybody, but instead it's got amazing graphics and she's got like the score tabulating on the side and stuff, like I said, that's way too good for the cast of cavemen that tune in to play game night. So it's awesome. I appreciate you doing that. Thank you for that.
It's been
too long since we've had a game night. Isn't that correct, boys? Should we get one scheduled in the next few weeks here? I think John Kroll was even asking for one for a game night, maybe on a Saturday night or something for everybody. Anyways.
Absolutely.
Great idea.
All right. So join us in EDCOT, EDCOT. That's our Facebook friends group. And we can communicate there. And, the next time we have a game night link, we'll share it out. Everyone join on in. We encourage participation from everybody. So for my friend Andrea, Tim, Murray, Jamie, myself, I'd like to thank you. And we want to wish you a great day.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you later. Bye, guys.